These are the people that have a chiyuv to give a kolbein. A kolbein is a pshat, it's a little bit more money. When you give a machsa shekel, you have to also add to it a kolbein. As the Korban Neder says, kolbein comes from Lashon Kolaymar. Dovah kal muat, a little light thing. Shemaisifen a machsa shekel, that we have to add to the machsa shekel. Kishroitzen likach minach shochoni, beiz chatzoi shkolim, biyad shekel sholim. When you want to change over your money, you have a shekel sholem, means a seller. You have a seller, and you want to change it over now to get a machsa shekel. So you have to pay the changer the money, the man, to change over the money. That's called a dovah kal that you have to add. Is v'yelu shechayovim b'kol, who has to add this extra money? We'll see more about it. Leviyim v'yisraelim v'geirim v'yavodim shechrorim. Hey, somebody that has a chiyuv to give a machsa shekel. Either a Levi, or else a Yisrael, or else a Ger, or an Eved Meshuchar, an Eved Kanani that's free. He's like a regular Yisrael. But since he has the chiyuv to give a machsa shekel, when he gives the machsa shekel, he has to add this extra kolbon, this extra coin, another nickel. Avoloi kahanim. When kahanim give a machsa shekel, they don't have to add this extra kolbon.
Now, even though kahanim are also mechuyev to give the machsa shekel, but since the din is we're not mashkin in Oisai, we don't take a pledge away from them, therefore they do not have to give this kolbon either.
Not that they give the machsa shekel, they don't have to add this extra coin, this extra kolbon. Who are then v'noshim women? They're also potter from giving the machsa shekel. So even though we accept it from them, they don't have to give this extra coin, the kolbon. The avodim, regular Eved Kanani, also is potter like an isha. If he gives, we accept it, and he doesn't have to add this extra kolbon. Uketanim, who are din a cotton also. He's potter from giving the machsa shekel. If he does give it, he's potter from giving this extra coin, this extra kolbein. So the Mishnah now. Ha shekel ayidei coin. Let's say you pay a machsa shekel for a coin. Means ha shekel ayidei coin. Which means really, you're paying for yourself and for a coin at the same time. Like you're giving now the gizbar a seller is two machsa shekel. One for yourself, one for the coin. So you don't have to give an extra kolbein. Who are then al yidei huisha? You're paying now for a lady also. So mitbal miikra din the potter, you don't have to give an extra kolbein. Al yidei eved, you're paying now for an eved also. Al yidei cotton, you're paying now for a cotton also, is potter. It's even though you're giving the money for yourself and for these people, and you're only giving one seller, which is two machsa shekel, still for your own chiyuv, you don't have to add onto it this extra kolbein. The pshat is that since really these people are potter altogether, so the fact you're giving for them is enough that that partners you from your kolbein. You don't have to give the extra money that you would have to give.
In other words, you're paying now the machsas hashekel for yourself and for your friend. Then we say chayiv b'kolbein echad. Here you are chayiv to add this extra coin, the kolbein. Now here when you're paying for your friend, it's not the pshat, you're doing it for a favor, you're giving him a present, you're just like loaning him the money. But he's going to have to pay it back to you. So now, since you are paying for him, according to Tanakama, you have to give one kolbon, one extra coin. Now the pshat from this extra coin is that really you're giving your seller. Now really, if to give it for yourself, you would have to exchange this seller and get like a machsa shekel. So you would have had to pay the man to exchange it. So the money that you would have to pay the man to exchange it for, that money you have to give now to the gizbar. Rabbi Meir Amar, Rabbi Meir says, Beis kobonis. No, you have to give two kobonis. Hey, Rabbi Meir Shita is, everybody has to give a kolbein. And now here, since you're paying for your friend, you're making an exchange here, changing over the money, you have to give a second kolbein. All right, the Gemara will explain more by Riches. We'll see exactly what the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Tanakhama is.
Yeah.
Hanoi sein tzela, v'noi tol shekel. Now you're paying for yourself the machsa shekel, but you're giving the gizbar a complete seller, which is two machsa shekel, and you're taking back like a change a machsa shekel back for yourself. See, the Mishnah says chayiv shnei kobonis. You have a chayiv to pay two times two kobonis.
Bonus. You have to pay two times two extra coins. You have to give because really it's like two transactions going on here. One is that you're giving a machsa shekel to the gizbar. You're giving him. And also, he's exchanging money for you, and he's giving you back a machsa shekel. So for the exchange that you get back, you have to pay him for that. And for the exchange that he's doing, that you should have a machzor shekel to give over to the gizbar, you also have to pay for that. So you know, the Gemara says, this goes even according to Chachamim, that not only according to Rameya, but even according to Chachamim, when you're giving a seller to the gizbar, and you're taking back a shekel, a machzor shekel back, and a machzor shekel goes for your payment for a machzor shekel, you have to pay two korbanos, two times this extra coin. Like one time is for the transaction, what's going on, like they're doing work for you, they're changing over your coin. Usually in the Gemara's times, you used to go to people and pay them money to change over your money. So here he's changing over this seller for like two changes he's making for you. One that you should have a machzor shekel to give to the gizbar, and one that you should have money to receive back. So therefore you mechuyev to pay two korbanos. What about hashokel al yidei oni, vayidei shcheinoi, vayidei ben iroi, potter? Let's say you're paying for yourself and for an oni, for a poor man. The nekud here is, you're not charging the poor man, like you're giving it to him for a matana. You say, I'll pay for you. Vayidei shcheinoi, the same thing, you want to pay for your neighbor. You're not going to make your neighbor pay you back, but you're going to give now a seller to the gizbar, half of it for you, and half you're giving your friend a present, you're paying for him as machzor shekel. V'yayad ben iroi, anybody living in your city. Then we say, potter, that since you're not giving him a teres halvoi, he doesn't have to pay you back. You're giving it for matonim, we say you're potter from paying this extra kolbein. You only have to pay, v'yim hilvon, but let's say you're paying for them, but teres achoiv means that I'll pay for you now, but like I'm lending you the money. You're going to have to pay it back to me later. Then we say chayiv. Then you're chayiv in a kolbein. Whenever you're just paying for somebody else, you're just loaning him the money, then they will machayiv you, you have to pay this extra kolbein. But when you're being nice to your friend, and you're paying for him, like teres matonim, then we say you're potter from giving this extra money. It says, Ho'achin ha-shutfim. Brothers means, and then they became shutfim, means that the father was mace, and they got a Yerusha. They inherited their father. So, Ho'achin ha-shutfim, when they're still the partners, the loch is like this. She'chayovim be'kolboin p'tur mimaiser. There's a case that you yarshin your father. You take over your father's money now. So, from the money you got from Yerusha, you're paying up a machzor shekel. You're paying up your chayvus. So, in the case that we say, She'chayovim be'kolboin, let's say in a case that you do have to pay this extra coin, the kolbein. When would that be? If it's still your father's money and he's like paying for you, then we say you're potter from the kolbein. When would there be a chiyuv of a kolbein? When you had a Yerusha, you inherited your father, two brothers, and they made a chalukah. They divided up the property equally. So what I got now belongs to me, what you got now belongs to you. So that's the case when you're paying a machzor shekel now, it's considered you're paying it from your own money. So in such a case, you're chayav and b'kolboin. You would be mechuyev to add this extra nikum, this extra coin to pay. In such a case, p'turimi meiser, behema. Now, if the animals give birth, and you have a new animal being born, and you have 10 of them, you're potter from meiser behema. Why you're potter from meiser behema? Because it's either shutzvim are potter from meiser behema. In other words, since you made a chalukah, you divided up your father's property, it's not considered like it still belongs to your father. If it would still be your father's property and the behemoth gave birth, there would be a chiv meister behema, because you're giving meister from your father's animals. But once you made a chaluk, you divided up the Yerusha, now it's considered like it belongs each one separately to the two brothers, and now they became shutfim, they became partners again. That's the locha shutfim, apart from giving meister behema. Or else the other pshat is lekuach. If you buy an animal, you're potter from meister behema. Here also, if you consider it like the brothers made a chalukah, they divided up the Yerusha, it's considered like they bought one from the other. So the animals you have right now is like a bought animal that you're potter from Isa. What about before the brothers made a chalukah? In other words, the father was mace, the father died, and the money now is still called Metzfusis Abayis. That means the money now is still in the father's reshus, really, and the brothers didn't go to divide it up yet. Like they have a right to use it, but it's called like they're using the father's money. In such a case, we say, in such a case, they would be chayv and meisib hamer, because the animals now is not called like shutfim, it doesn't belong to the sons yet, it's still considered before chalukam like it's the father's, or else they didn't buy it yet, it still belongs to the father. Therefore, in that stage, there'll be mechuyiv in meiser, is pturim in a kalbin. In such a stage, before they made the chalukam, the money like belongs to the father. So if they're using that money now to use it for their machzor shekel, it's considered like the father is giving them a matana. The father is paying for them. And that we learned before. If you pay for somebody else, then you don't have to give this extra kolbein. You don't have to give this extra money. Like you're doing somebody a favor. You're paying for him. We're not mechayvim to give this extra kolvoin. So the kitzah by Yerusha, when the Yash and your father, there are different stages. Before the brothers went to make a chalukah to divide up the property, we look as if the property is still like by the father's rishus. Therefore, ma'aseh behemah de'machuyiv, it belongs to the father. As far as the kolbon goes, when they pay the machzah shekel, they're potter for giving the extra coin. Because we look at it as if the father is paying for them. And when he gives somebody a present, you're potter from this extra money. Ma'ashenkin, if the brothers made a good chalukah already, so we look as if it's their own private property now, and now they became shutfim, they joined together to become a partner. Therefore, for ma'aseh behemah they're potter. Because shutfim are potter for ma'aseh behemah. But they're hired to give a kolbon when they pay up the machzah shekel, because each one is paying from their own pocket. And therefore they have to give a machzah shekel, with the extra kolbon. The kamahu kolbon, how much is this extra coin? How much extra money do you have to add? Well, after you give your machzah shekel, so more kesev, divrei Remeya. Remeya says a more kesev, a more is 1/24th of a seller. 1/24th of a seller, that's how much you have to add on. The chomer say, chatzi more. Not 1/24th of a seller, but like 1/48th of a seller. A half of a more. That's how much you have to add on extra. And we'll see in the Gemara why you have to add on this extra little bit of money. Some learn the pshat is that since you have to exchange the money, and when you exchange money, you pay the person for it, so the Rabbanu here will mechayiv you the money that you would have given to exchanger, now give that money to Hegdish. They will mechayiv you to give it. And there's another pshat in the Gemara, we'll see Ramey's pshat. We'll soon see in the Gemara. So the Gemara. The beginning of the Mishnah said that again, the first part of the Mishnah was Afa pi shamu imu mashkinim noshim v'yavodim ktanim avolim shaklu makabel miyodim. Even though we had the Mishnah before said that on the 25th day of Adar, Bezdin went into the Mikdash, near the base of Mikdash already, and then whoever did not give the machzah shekel, they took a pledge from you. That's called mamashkinim. They go into your house and they take a pledge away from you. Then the next Mishnah said, but by women and by avodim and ktanim, we're not mashkin. We don't go into their house to take a pledge for the partial reason, because they have no chiyuv to give it. But the Mishnah says, avolim shaklu mekabel miyodim. But if they on their own come and give a machzah shekel, we could accept it from an isha, from an eved, from a katan. So what's the deal from this Mishnah? That only if they come and give it by themselves do we accept it. But do we go and ask them for it? No, we're not even tovei them. So the Gemara, afal pi shamrum, ho litvoye ein toivin. But we do not go and ask the women to give a machzah shekel, or to ask the ketanim to give it. If they come on their own and give it, we accept it from them. That's what the Mishnah says. So it's a kasha now. Hocha at omar toivin. The Mishnah before the diyuk was just that by ketanim, we're not mamashkinin. So as a diyuk, mamashkinin you're not. But toivin we are tevaya. We do ask them to give the money. Chertzestirim. Before as mashka by ketanim, we ask them to give the machzah shekel. Just we don't take away a pledge from them. And here the Mishnah is mashma, not only don't we take a pledge from them, but we don't ask them either. Only if they give it, we accept it. So it's a stira. V'ochat omar ein toiv. And here we're saying now we don't even ask the ketanim to give. And the Gemara, kan b'shehevi b'sairis. If the katan is really a godl already, he brought 2 hairs already, there's his bar mitzvah already, even though for din shkolim, you're not mechuyev until you're 20 years old. But since you're called a godl already, then we ask you to give the machzah shekel. The kan, this diyuk from our last mishnah, b'shaloi hevi b'sairis, where this kid did not even have 2 hairs yet, so therefore he's not even bar mitzvah, he doesn't have a shame godl yet. So about he's smaller than a godl, then we don't even ask him to give the machzah shekel. But still the mishnah says a chiddush. But lo yitzui on their own, they come and give it, we accept it from them. Then the Mishnah said, Hanoch Rav Yakusi. The Mishnah said what? That Hanoch Rav Yakusi Sheshoklu Ein Mekavlu Mehem. If a Goy or a Kusi gives a Machza Shekel, we don't accept it from them. And then the Mishnah goes on, that V'ein Mekavlu Meyodim Kine Zovin V'kine Zovis. We don't accept from them birds for a Zov or for a Zovis. V'kine Yoldois V'chatois V'yashomis. We don't accept these Kabbonis from a Goy. And the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKal, this is the cloud. That kol she nidov ve nidov mekablim miyodin. Anything that's given the terrace in the dover, a goy could bring a carbon. A carbon oil, a carbon shlomim. What he does with terrace in neder or in the dover, stamp to give a present, he could do it, we accept it from him. But kol she eino nidov ve nidov. Any type of a carbon that cannot come with terrace a present, but you have to have a chiv to bring it, a mosh like a chattis or an oshim, or the zav or a zavus, is then ein mekablim miyodin. we do not accept it from a goy or from a kusi. The chaim beforesh ayde ezra often a pasuk like that shenemar loy lochem b'lelon livnes beis lakenum. We can't accept anything from you from the kusim or from the goyim for the binyan of the beis hamikdash. We can't accept anything from the goyim. Therefore, we don't accept the machzor shekel. And then they can't bring any karbonos that there's chiyuv to bring. We don't accept the animals from them. That's what our Mishnah says. So our Mishnah says a kusi and a nochri has the same halacha, that we can't accept it from a kusi either.
So Omar Rav Bar Beva Tiftor, our Mishnah goes like command the yoma kusi kenochri, that kusi has a din like a goy. These kusim really, there's a shayla about them. These were people that were misgayer b'mei Yeshua, the kusim. So it's machlokes if the geris was a good geris or not. Some say the geri are royis, they were only misgayer because they were afraid, and it's not called a good geris, the mamash like a goy. And some say no, the geri are the same. The geris was a good geris, even though later they were machsum lesurim. After they were misgayer, they started to do bad again, that they had charot to their misgayer. But once they became a ger, they have a din yisrael. So our Mishnah that says we do not accept a machsa shekel from a kusi goes according to the man diyamam that kusi kinochri, that a kusi has a dochel like a goy. The ispalgrin, because there's a machlokes about this. Kusi kinochri divu Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a kusi has the same halacha like a nochri. So that's like our Mishnah. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel loimer kusi ki yisrael l'chol dover. No, a kusi is like a regular yisrael. He holds geri emesain. When they were misgayer, they meant it. They became real Jews. And that's it, they're still a Jew. So the Mara Omer Rebbe Lozor masnisin binochrim. Like, first Rebbe Lozor once say, no, maybe our Mishnah can even go according to Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, that a kusi is like a Yisrael. And our Mishnah only means nochrim, that's all. Ha bekusim loy. But by kusim we're not talking about. So, Carbonator says, masnisin binochrim. Das kuhu diye mekavlim yodim. Maybe our Mishnah only means from a goy we're not mekabel, but maybe from a kusi we are mekabel. The more of a Tony came, and we learned like this also, but Tanya Nami Hoch like this, that from a kusi we are mekabel. That what? It says like this, the Tony came, Odom, it says in the Pasuk Odom, L'rabba says a gerim, that a ger, he could give a korban. That is the first Pasuk of Vayikra, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'ashem. So Odom means even a ger, he could also bring a korban. Mikem, what does from you mean? Lohoitziyasa mumrim, that of a Jew, that's a mumer, that goes keneged Hashem, he becomes a mumer, he can't bring kabonis. We don't accept the korban from him. So, look, Rashbam, no, not the Mepharishi, a korbanedah. Odom, ki yakir mikem korban, with Ashinam, with Ashmiya, Odom l'rabbis as a gerim, that even a ger could also bring a korban. The kasha, what I mean, the posik for, tepig led lagor minochrim, a nochrim could also bring a korban. So there it says, Lashmina Dishidishir, Dodiksiv Mikem. That's we have a Joshua Mikem Lamayat Mumrim, that if a Jew is a Mumr, he can't bring a korban. Davke Mumrim Yisrael. Which Jew can't bring a korban if he's a Mumr, if he's a regular Yisrael? Avo Migerim, but let's say this person was a ger. First he was a goy, then he became a ger. Here we say Afilu Mumrim, even though he changed back to be a bed and became a Mumr again, still Mekablim, we could be Mekabal Korbanos from him. Vachikom, this is what the pasuk means. Mikem, from a Jew. Vachem chilakti. I made a difference between a mumer and not a mumer. Avo begerim, light. But if you were a ger, then no matter how bad you become again, you're still allowed to bring kabonis. Now, if we were to say only order, I wouldn't know this. Because the gay to us is, we see now that kusim, for sure, will be makabal from them. Because the kusi, even though they were chazul asurim, they became bad again, but still you say, now mekabla mehem, that we would be mekabla korbin from a kusi. That's like this raya, that from a kusi we are mekabla korbonis. So the Gemara, masnisin pligya reblozer. I tell you that our Mishnah, though, argues on reblozer. And the first says, oporach masnisin pligi, klemar, sefer the masnisin kashler reblozer. The sefer from our Mishnah, for sure, argues on reblozer. But the Blazer wants to say, only from Goyim we're not Mekabal, but from a Kusi we are Mekabal. Abizoy, I have a kasha from our Mishnah. Why? Then and the Mishnah says that Ein Mekablin miyodim kine zovim vizovis, kine yodis, that we don't accept from Goyim the birds that a Yoledis would bring, or that a Zovin would bring, or Zovis. For the Gemara kasha, v'chiyesh kine zovim vizovis benochrim, does the Goy have any shaykhis to this type of a korban? like Pshito, a goy doesn't know these halachas. At the bottom speaks out. Like she doesn't have these halachas. A goy doesn't have a tumas, zav, a zavon. And there your ledness doesn't have to bring a chiyuv korban. So what does Mishnah have to say if they bring these korbanos, these birds, we don't accept it from them? Like a goy for sure would not bring these type of birds. So the who are we talking about? We have to be talking about a kusi. So you see clearly the end of the Mishnah says from a kusi, we do not accept from a kusi. So this is not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds only a goy you do not accept from. But from a kusi you do accept. Our Mishnah's mashma, no. The end of the Mishnah's mashma is talking about a kusi, because they have shaykhis to kinim, because they're really the Jews. Just their machzul surim, they became bid again. Still the Mishnah says we don't accept from them. So the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Lezer. But the chiyesh king is of mazos benochrim. Ela, what do you have to say? Reisha benochrim, the seif of the kusim. The reisha, the Mishnah is talking about a goy. That's what you're not makabel from. And the end of the Mishnah is talking about a kusi. And the morena chanami came, who reisha benochrim, the seif of the kusim. The reisha tank is talking about a nochri, about goyim, and the seif is talking about kusim. So it says, umishani hokain, kloimer, ye came. Reisha benochrim v'seifa b'kusim. Enachnami. The Reisha is talking about kusim, and the Seifa is talking about these chinim zovis that were not mekabel from a kusi, were not mekabel from them. Not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds you are mekabel korbanos from a kusi, and now Mishnah from a kusi were not mekabel. The Ma'amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tchila ein mekabel mehem. At the beginning, when you go to build the Beis Hamikdash, you can't be mekabel any presents from a goyim. When you go to build the Beis Hamikdash, and mekabla mehem shum dover, the shemal rifyin amlochim etchavnim. You know what they do? They just want to make it hard for us. They'll tell us they'll give it, and then they're not going to give it. So we can't rely upon them. So when we first go to build the Beis Hamikdash, we can't accept any presents from the goyim, from the kusim. Mashen kein, and mekabla mehem loy dover mesuyim, loy dover shein mesuyim. Whether it's something that we could tell, like a dov mesuyim means a finished thing, a whole kedi, or something that's not finished, we don't accept it from them. Uvesoif, after we have the binyan beis hamikdash ready, and now it's a question just to bedek habayis to fix up something, then mekabel mehem dover sheinu mesuyim. We could be mekabel from a goy something that's not complete, but we ain't mekabel mehem dover mesuyim. But something that's complete, the whole kedi, we don't accept from a goy. And the pshat is because it's a genai. It's not nice that in the Beis Hamikdash there should be like a whole keli that a goy gave. It's a genai for us to have it. See, if it's not mesuyim, it's not a whole keli that they just give like water or salt. So nobody realizes it's the goy. It's not a genai. We don't know it's the goy. But if the goy would give a whole keli something mesuyim, that's not nice to mekabel. It's a genai to have it in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Rabbi Yechon holds. So Rabbi Yechon holds at the end, besoif, we could be mekabel presents from goyim as long as it's not a davra mesuyim. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Shomer, Rav Shlomo Lakish holds, vein betchilu, whether at the beginning, vein besoif, whether at the end, ein mekabla mehem, loy dova mesuyim, v'loy dova sheinu mesuyim. Izmo Machman says no. From a goy, you can't be mekabel any present at all for the Beis Hamikdash. Even though it's after it was built already, and just for the bedek habayis to keep it going, and even though it's only something like water and salt, that's not mesuyim, it's not a complete thing, we won't know that it came from the goyim, still, we don't accept any presents at all from the goyim. That's for Shlokish Svara. So the Gemara must be sin tolag Rabbi Yechonin. I'll tell you the Mishnah adios on Rabbi Yechonin. What's the Raya? The Tanya we learned, ein mekablin mehem hegdish unadova lebedek habayis. We're not mekabel from them a hegdish unadova lebedek habayis. So v'loy maflag bein betchilo lesoif u'bein dova mesuyim l'sheinu mesuyim. It doesn't make any differences here. Mashma stam category, we don't accept from a goy. It's mashma like Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechon, there's a difference. That at the end, we are mekabel, something that's not mesuyim. And here it says stam. Ey mekalim, we don't accept me, and hegdish in the double, the better gabayis. At the Gemara Apostle law, he'll answer it, Rabbi Yechon will answer, bein betchila, bein besoif, true. It's mashma whether the beginning of the binyan based on Migdish, whether even after it's built already. But ubilvad dove mesuyim. But I tell you, the Bryce only means something that's complete. A dove mesuyim, that's what's also to accept from a goy. That looks like a genai. It's not nice. We should have a goyish thing in the Beis Hamikdash. But Rabbi Yechon still holds something that's not mesuyim, sound like water or like salt, that's mutter to be mekabel. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shomer, no. Bein betchila, bein besoif, ein mekabel mehem, le dove mesuyim, le dove shein mesuyim. But according to Resh Lakish, he has a raya from this braisa. He'll learn pshan the braisa kepshutoin, that you don't accept anything from goyim, whether it's the beginning, whether it's the end, whether it's mesuyim, not mesuyim. We don't accept any presents from goyim to the Beis Hamikdash. It's also to kenai to have anything. So the Gemara mas nisen pligi Resh Lakish. I have a kasha on Resh Lakish from a Mishnah in Erchin. The Tani we learned like this. A Mishnah in Erchin says hakel shavim, everybody's moida. Shehei noidrin v'nidrin. That a goy, he can make a neder, and he can be nidrin. Neder means, usually neder means, like the goy makes a promise, I'll give something to the Bedek HaBayis. Whereas nidrin means, like the value of the goy. Let's say he's worth $10, he's worth money, so somebody else can make his value, I'll say I'll give his value to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called nidrin. Like somebody else makes the neder for the goy. And the money l'chura goes to the Bedek HaBayis. So you see clearly they're allowed to give money to the Bedek HaBayis. We accept it from them. So the Korbeneda, Mastis Neferakam with the Erechin, Kasha Resh Lakish, Hakil Shavin, Pereshit Samachlaik is there about Nera Erechin and Marichin. But Vizem Moidim, She Noidrim Vinidorin. Vinidorin, what does a Neder mean? Haino Dimei Plenty Alai. That the guy says, I want to give the value of that person, I want to be Mechayid myself to give it to Hegdish. Vinidorin means, Dimei Atzmi Alai, how much I'm worth. Oishamu Acherim Dimei Plenty Alai. Or else somebody else says about this guy, how the value of this guy, that's what I want to give over to the Beis HaMikdash. But I call upon him, the money goes back to the Bedek HaBayis. All the money goes to the Bedek HaBayis. Is Sharmina the Mekabel of Mehen? You see clearly we're Mekabel from a guy, the money that he gives to the Bedek HaBayis. So it's not like Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says there's never a case we accept from the goyim. And the Gemara, Posa lo, I'll answer you, Oila. We're talking about where the guy is going to give a Korban Oila. He's not going to give money for the Bedek HaBayis. It's only for the Bedek HaBayis we don't accept from a goy. But if he gives a korban oila, that's a loch, a goy could bring kabonis. A korban that comes with a neder and a dove, a goy could bring. So he's bringing an oila. So the first, O Meshani Posalo, Hod the Nerdjum Nidorin, Hainu Oilus. He can bring a korban oila. Avala Bedek HaBayis loy. But he can't give any money to a Bedek HaBayis at all. For the Gemara, Posalo Oila, Nicha Nerdjum. That's good to have noidrin. A goy can make a neder to bring korban oila, noidrin oila, or a nidrin oila. How could you have the case nidrin? Nidrin posha means we make the neder for the goy. So what do you want to say? I'll make a neder that the goy has to give a korban oila, but the goy won't listen to me. I can't make a neder to be mechayiv the goy to bring korban oila. If it's talking about money, I could be mechayiv myself. I'll pay the value of the goy. But if you're talking about a korban oila, I can't be mechayiv the goy to bring a korban oila. Elo, the Gemara answer, that's not so shver. Elo, kisha'oma Yisrael, haray olai oila. We're talking about where Yisrael was standing there and made a neder. I want to be mechayiv myself now to bring a korban oila. Vishoma nochri, and a guy was standing next to him, the yomer, and he said, mashoma ze olai. Whatever that Jew said, that's why I also want to be mechayiv myself. So here's the kids, really the guy is making his own neder. But it's called nidorin because he's making his neder because of the Jew. So it's considered like a nidrin, like the Jew started off the neder, and now the guy is ending it off. That's also called a good, that's called the way that a korban oila is being brought because of the Jew. But really, all the guy is giving to the Beis HaMikdash is only a korban oila. That's all right. Our Mishnah is talking about they can't give presents lebedek habayis for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that they can't give. But just to bring a korban oila, to bring the animals, that's all right. Tomorrow, Akashinam. V'yeinoi maybe imoi nisachim. Amarneshecha, they bring a korban oila, they have to bring nisachim also, they bring wine. O moisa nisachim loy l'klisharis inen. Like when they bring wine from nisachim, they don't bring exactly a chatzilug, whatever they need for the yayin. They don't bring the exact measurement. They bring a little bit more wine. Now the leftover wine, we leave in the Beis HaMikdash, and we use it to buy klisharis with it. Zechura, that's called a present we got from the Goyim, and we're using it for the Beis HaMikdash. Inon, and the Gemara, Inon Nimtza, maybe, Inon, this is the part of the Kasha, Inon Nimtza, maybe Dover Mesuyim. Like, aren't they bringing now something Mesuyim to Kasha and Rabbi Yechanan? Zechura, they're bringing now a Dover Mesuyim, it should be Yasser. And the Gemara, Hosser, Rabbi Yossi, Ba Rabbi Bun. For Taninon, we learned like this, Nerchen V'Orchen, Omanashach. A goy could also make either an erchin or else an orchin. That means there's a certain value of how much you are worth. So you're allowed to say, this money that I'm worth, I want to give to the Beis Hamikdash, to give to the Betek Abayis. So the Lach of Erechin is Chal by Goyim also. So who are also to give? Doesn't this money now go to the Betek Abayis? What do you have to answer about this? Do we have to say like this? Tamon l'shamayim hu mischaven. Over here, the person has his mind to give it to Shemayim. When he says, Erchi olai, I want to give the value how much I'm worth. Really ask Kavona to give it to Shemayim. I want to give it to the Beis Hamikdash. That's what I'm doing it for. Umeleyim hein boin lebedek habayis. Just when the Gizbe gets it now, the Gizbe himself, he takes it and uses it for the bedek habayis. He used it to buy kelim with. Or the Gizbe should be the klisharis. He used it to buy the klisharis. So the Zoy, it's not considered the Goy is giving direct money for a klisharis. The Goy is time giving money to the Gizbe. The Gizbe now himself takes the money and uses it to buy a klisharis. Is Kainat to Amar, the same thing against Rav here also. Apochem. When he brings the korban oil and the nesachim, he has the money to give it over to Shemayim to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.